Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Osable Valley Audubon is Jim Mortimer. Jim, how are you today?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, Kevin. Good. Thanks for the chance to talk.
Well, I'm glad to get you on. We want to talk especially at this time where, we're hearing a lot about events being canceled and postponed due to the coronavirus. Your event scheduled for May, as of right now, it is still on, right?
That's right. We're watching the situation closely, and registration is open so far. If we find out that we will need to cancel the event in a few weeks, then we will refund money to everyone who's registered in full.
All right.
So at this point, we're still excited about the migration at the Tallis Point State Park as a centerpiece. It's the 15th year for this event.
Is that right?
And it attracts birders, beginning birders, as well as experts from a very wide area.
Now,
supported by sponsors in our community, and they appreciate the business it brings.
Boy, no doubt about that. Now, you mentioned it's 15th year, but before you guys organized this into a yearly event, was it still a place where you had a lot of birders coming to because of, the migration paths that were here?
Oh, yes. It's now a famous area for spring birding. What happens is the birds going north follow the shoreline of Lake Huron and wind up getting confused when the shore twists around and goes south at the point in Tallis. So it's really a geographical mecca for bird watching at migration time.
And yeah, longer than just those 15 years we're talking about, it's probably been a birding hotspot for a long, long time.
Yes, it has. It has. It's growing.
Yeah.
And we're happy to celebrate it every year. We'll be very disappointed if we can't, but I think there will still be lots of birders enjoying the spot.
Now, what are the dates for the migration days? When is the event taking place?
This takes place May 14th through 16th.
All right.
And it's a combination of walks and tours all over Iosco County, as well as at the point, as well as an educational program that's going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Rushman Hall, yes.
It's going to be the location this year. And that's, again, a varied educational program. We'll have a celebration dinner at the end of things. So there's going to be opportunities for kids to learn about birding as well as adults to sharpen their skills.
We'll
have live birds of prey there, which is always popular with the kids.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Kids of all ages, but you're right about that. Now, the full list, I would imagine, the times and dates and everything probably at the website?
Yes, I'd like to invite people to go to the website. It's Osable Valley Audubon, all one word. That's osablevalleyaudubon.org. And there you'll find a whole section of the site for Migration 2020. And if you go on that, you'll see the details of the educational program, the walks and tours, and the link to the registration page, which is open now.
Yes. So check that out and then keep checking back for information as this right now with the coronavirus an issue. But it looks like the event is on May 14th through the 16th. Migration at Tallis Point out there. So make your plans accordingly. And from the Osable Valley Audubon, Jim Mortimer. Jim, always a pleasure. And we'll look forward to keeping up with you guys as we get closer to the big date.
Well, we'll keep you posted if our plans are changing and as the process goes on, and hopefully in a normal way. Thank you.
Thank you.